live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the PSNI believe the new IRA are behind an attempted bomb attack in Strabane on Saturday. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a sum of money and jewellery was stolen from a house in the St Johnston area yesterday. It's hoped confirmation that works are set to begin next year and the Buncrana Surge Scheme Network project will end reoccurring issues in the area. And efforts are being made to increase the number of Dutch visitors coming to Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, Boris Johnson will likely lose a vote calling for a snap UK general election this evening. It comes after his visit to Dublin this morning, during which the Prime Minister was told the backstop can't be dropped from any deal. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Boris Johnson arrived without there being much hope for progress, and in a statement after the meeting, both leaders acknowledged there are significant gaps still between the British and Irish positions. During the hour of talks, Leo Varadkar stressed the importance of the backstop.
In the absence of agreed alternative arrangements, no backstop is no deal for us.
While Boris Johnson said he holds out hope of a deal.
I genuinely think it can be done. I think there is a way forward.
Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin turned up the pressure on the government to reveal more about where checks on goods may happen if there's no deal.
I don't think the government were telling us the truth last year when they adamantly said there would be no checkpoints.
Boris Johnson faces another big vote this evening on whether there will be a snap UK general election. He's likely to lose that, and Parliament will be suspended until October. In the midst of all that, Speaker John Bercow, the man you've probably heard do this quite a lot.
Order! The rights of my order! Order!
He's announced he'll resign no later than October 31st, having held that role since 2009.
Meanwhile, rural areas around the country will see recessionary conditions in the event of a no-deal Brexit, according to a new report. It also predicts that no-deal would result in 60,300 fewer jobs across the island by 2022. Sean O'Regan has more.
With 52 days until the October 31st Brexit deadline, EY's Economic Eye report has warned of the potential impacts that a no-deal exit could have. The report says that a crash-out Brexit would be difficult for Ireland, but wouldn't push us into recession. However, Professor Neil Gibson, chief economist for EY Ireland, says rural areas will bear the brunt of the challenges.
We would see some quite recessionary conditions in some of the more rural areas where individual, particularly around the agri-food sector, where they could face some real significant challenges.
The outlook for Northern Ireland is even bleaker, as Professor Gibson explains.
So in a no-deal situation, for example, it would be very difficult to see Northern Ireland avoiding recessionary conditions. It doesn't have the same height to fall from. It doesn't have any cushioning factors.
The report puts growth this year at 3.7%, which is down slightly from the 4.1% which it predicted in June. It also predicts that a no-deal Brexit would result in 60,300 fewer jobs across the island by 2022. Worrying economic times for the island of Ireland, but the report suggests that the level of growth and job creation over the last 5 years places Ireland on a solid footing.
The PSNI believe the new IRA are behind an attempted bomb attack in Strabane on Saturday. Homes in the Churchview and wider Curly Hill area of the town were evacuated for most of the day after a mortar device was discovered outside a home close to the local police station. Police are linking the incident to the hijacking of a delivery driver's car in the Mount Sion area on Friday evening, which was found on fire a short time later at Avish Road. A 33-year-old arrested yesterday morning remains in custody at this time. Superintendent Gordon McCalmont was speaking earlier as a major public safety operation was being carried out in the Craigan area of Derry.
To further highlight the recklessness and total disregard shown by the new IRA for our community, as I stand here this morning, a further public safety operation is taking place in Craigan. This involves approximately 80 officers made up of specialist search officers, neighbourhood officers supported by explosion detection dogs. Our assessment is that this group is concealing bomb-making materials in this area.
Meanwhile, one local resident has claimed the police did not come to the Churchview area to cordon off the device and instead telephoned a local resident and asked them to evacuate the area. On today's 9 till noon show, Aileen told Greg Hughes that the community was endangered because of the lack of a visible police response to the device. She believes their response was based on the fear that this was intended to draw police into a trap, as has happened in a number of other areas. However, Aileen says the PSNI have a duty of care which they did not live up to.
The girl that actually spotted it, who was walking to her work at 8:30 that morning, contacted the police straight away. By 9:30, she hadn't had any word from the police. She phoned them back and they says that they were carrying out whatever they were doing. Next thing I heard, they had actually phoned another neighbour and asked her to evacuate the neighbours.
The police wanted a civilian to evacuate the area?
Yes, it was all civilians that evacuated the area. No police came near us at all. The first sign of police that we seen was when we went to leave the street and go on down the hill. There was a Land Rover.
Do you get the impression then that the police didn't want to go near this until such time as the army were on site?
Basically, yeah. They were quite willing to put all the residents at risk. Because in our mind, myself and my husband at the time, we were like, well, there's no police about, maybe there's nothing about it. In my opinion, I think because of what had been going on previous in other times, they were scared to come up near it. But at the end of the day, so were we. To me, it is the PSNI's job. It was the police's job to come up and knock on our door and say, look, there's a device out there. They should have had it cordoned off. Nothing was cordoned off around the device.
The PSNI press office has been contacted about Aileen's claims. However, so far, there has been no response. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a sum of money and jewellery was stolen from a house in the St Johnston area yesterday. The break-in at Railway Road occurred while the sole female occupant of the house was attending church. A number of rooms in the property were also ransacked. Sergeant Una Walsh is urging anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area to come forward.
Yesterday, Sunday the 8th of September, a house in St Johnston, the railroad area of St Johnston, was broken into. We believe sometime between 10:45 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. at Railway Road St Johnston, an unoccupied house was broken into. The perpetrator or perpetrators gained entry by forcing open a sitting room window of the house, and unfortunately for the occupant, a number of the bedrooms were ransacked, a quantity of cash and some jewellery was stolen, and the jewellery is quite personal and quite valuable. So we're making an appeal for maybe information in relation to the matter during the day yesterday between 10:45 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Maybe someone in the area, somebody was passing, saw something suspicious, maybe a car in the area acting suspiciously, leaving maybe quickly, or maybe somebody on foot. Maybe to come forward to the Gardaí Letterkenny 07491 67100, or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
Now, of course, we have a population of all ages, but we are. It does seem to be that older people, and I understand this was an older lady who was attending Mass when the house was ransacked. Do you believe, or is there a working theory, is this opportunistic, or is it possible now at this point that we have to be considering, and Gardaí investigating all lines of inquiry, of course, that perhaps this is more targeted than might first appear?
Well, we have no direct evidence yet, Greg, to say that this lady was targeted, you know, and it may be a crime of opportunity, but we're looking at all avenues at the minute.
Meat industry Ireland says it won't sit down for talks aimed at resolving the ongoing beef dispute until farmers stop blockading processing plants. The group withdrew from tonight's talks after farmers continue to blockade up to 20 meat plants throughout the country. Beef Plant Movement says it will only ask farmers to stop the blockades if all threats of legal action against it and independent farmers are withdrawn. Cormac Healy, Senior Director of Meat Industry Ireland, says both sides were asked to make compromises ahead of talks and beef farmers are feeling to keep their promises.
The minister asked both sides, the processors and the protesters, to step back from both legal proceedings and the illegal blockades. Now, for our part, Meat Industry Ireland has confirmed to the minister that the individual companies that had legal proceedings have deferred those and suspended them. And we would therefore expect the same to be happening on the other side.
It's hoped confirmation that works are set to begin next year in the Bunkrana Surge Scheme Network project will end reoccurring issues in the area. The project includes upgrades to the sewer network and provision of stormwater storage at the existing plant in Bunkrana and the Westbrook pumping station. The stormwater storage will reduce the risk of overflows during storm events and make all overflows compliant. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has welcomed indications that a further project to upgrade the Bunkrana wastewater treatment plant is currently at feasibility stage.
I have pursued this issue of stormwater overflows that have led to sewerage going into the Crana River, and more recently we've seen the swimming bans in the Ladies Bay area of the town. So there's been a recurrent problem at different locations. So it's very welcome to hear that we're going to have stormwater infrastructure at those two locations. Also, there's going to be an upgrade to the sewerage pipe network around the town, and all this work will start next year.
There were concerns when this issue was raised before that a brand new pump would be needed there at the plant. Is that part of the works, or is it just kind of upgraded works to the existing one?
Well, what they're stating in Irish Water is that they intend to put in place stormwater storage both at Westbrook and the Bunkrana wastewater treatment plant, the existing plant down there. So I assume that the issues that we've seen at those two locations will be addressed. But there's also the further issue of the need to upgrade the wastewater and sewage treatment at the existing major plant down there near the Iron Bridge. That's been long overdue, and they've committed at the moment that they're looking at that. There's a feasibility study underway, so we really need that work to be confirmed, and we'll pursue that and hopefully see that announced soon too.
A driver in Letterkenny has been caught with a quantity of cannabis while also having no tax or insurance. Gardaí stopped the car on Friday evening after observing that neither the driver nor the passenger were wearing seatbelts. Upon further inspection of the car, they discovered that there was no insurance or tax on the vehicle. A search was carried out on the car and its occupants, which led to a quantity of cannabis being found. The car was subsequently seized and summonses will be issued in due course.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with boxing news, and Leah Gallen will return from the European Youth Championships in Bulgaria with a bronze medal. The full welterweight lost out on a unanimous decision in today's semi-final against a Hungarian opponent. Gallen secured a competition medal with superb ones over German and Turkish opponents over the last 5 days. It's back-to-back medals at major championships for the five-time national champion. Leah was also a bronze medal winner at last year's European Junior Championships. Staying with boxing and Port Leash, middleweight Michael Nevin has won his opening bout at the World Men's Elite Championships. He saw off a Moldovan in today's preliminary round with unanimous decision in Russia. Nevin will return to the ring in the last 32 on Saturday. Up next for him is a fight against a Lithuanian. In Gaelic Games, the opening weekend of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship seen wins for St Michael's, Neave Connell, McCool's, Milford, Kilcar and Bundoran. Last year's winners Goodore drew with St Eunan's, while former winners Glenn Swilly needed a late free from Michael Murphy to force a share of the spoils with Glenn Finn. Neil Gallagher was thankful not to be on a losing side.
Quite close now, we're just relieved to get a draw in the end up because it didn't look like it, you know. First half, four down or whatever at half time, and then going in, and we're always four and five, and then they had the post and just got a couple of scores near the end, you know, and got a bit of momentum, but lucky just to get a draw, like, because Glen Funn were a far better team and stuff. So listen, I knew it was going to be tough, like, and it was as we expected, like, but yeah. I can still know to play for, I suppose. We didn't get beat, that's the big thing, you know.
It's going to be a tight wee group to get out of, Neil.
Aye, big time, yeah. So it was a big thing, is we didn't lose today, we didn't lose the day, like, but still, it's all to play for now, four masters at home, like, and just to get prepared for that and improve, and that's going to be tight, same as last year as well. It was a tight group to get out of, like, and aye, we didn't really make it that easy for ourselves, I suppose, but at the same time, now you they play on and try their best, you know.
There's more from Neil Gallagher and indeed other reaction pieces from the opening games off the Donegal Senior Football Club Championship in the sports section of our website. There's a full Senior Championship wrap now available there. Staying with football on the Gaelic Games front and in ladies' action, Termon won their first Senior Championship title in 4 years as they defeated Glenfinn yesterday. 5-6 to 2-13 was the final score. Geraldine McLaughlin was the player of the match with an outstanding contribution of 4 goals and 5 points. Termon manager is Sean Deason O'Donnell.
It's unbelievable, especially after 2 weeks ago, Glenfinn beat us up in Glenfinn, and I think it was the best thing that ever happened, to tell you the truth. For the girls to come back today, Glenfinn's tails were up, so fair play to the girls.
Into Derry, and following the weekend's first round ties, the quarter-final lineup has been confirmed for the Senior Football Championship. There will be new winners in the Oakleaf County this year after Owen Ruhr Coleraine lost out to Maharafelt on a Saturday evening. In the last eight, the tie off the round is without doubt the battle of former winners Ballanderry against Slochneil. Glen have been drawn against Lavey. Maharafelt will meet Ballinascreen, and Swatra are up against Banagher. In the intermediate quarter final draw, Drumcern will take on Ballerin. Castle Dawson will meet Desert Martin. Lausanne will play the winners of Clody and Stagetown, where the winners of Fochan Vale and Fore Glen will meet Derry Trasna. To soccer now. Northern Ireland face Germany in a crucial Euro 2020 qualifier at Windsor Park tonight. Michael O'Neill's side currently top Group C and are 3 points ahead of their opponents. Northern Ireland have lost their last three meetings against the 2014 World Champions under O'Neill, but he says they are a different side these days.
There's a lot of changes in this squad from the team that we played for the World Cup qualifying in Russia, and certainly a lot of changes from the team that we played in France 2016. So possibly this squad doesn't have the experience that obviously that squad had, and probably particularly in the back three, it doesn't have the experience.
Also playing tonight, Scotland take on Belgium at Hampden Park in a qualifier, and Ryan Giggs' Wales side have a friendly against Belarus. Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy says Matt Doherty may be an option at left back for the crucial Euro 2020 qualifier away to Georgia next month. Enda Stevens is the first choice left back, but is suspended for the Tbilisi game after picking up a booking in last Thursday's 1-1 draw with Switzerland. Ireland welcome Bulgaria to the Aviva tomorrow night, and McCarthy is hoping he'll end the game with some selection headaches for the qualifiers away to Georgia and then Switzerland.
I'd like to see whoever players play, I'd like to see a performance from them that warrants me, giving me some consideration that I might have to play them in the next game. Or, you know, everybody else sees that and they think, oh, well, yeah, he could play. If so-and-so's not doing the business, then at least we've got other players that can come in and do a job equally as well, if not better.
On the pitch tonight, Waterford welcome Dundalk to the RSC. That is for a place in the semi-finals of the FAI Cup. Kick-off is at 7.45. Dundalk are the reigning champions, while Waterford haven't won the trophy since 1980. Keith Earls will travel to Japan with the rest of the Irish squad for the Rugby World Cup. The Munster winger picked up a knock during Saturday's win over Wales at the Aviva, but is fit enough to retain his place in the 31-man squad. Ireland begin their pool campaign against Scotland in Yokohama on the 22nd of next month. Letterkenny and Port Salon will face off in this year's Donegal Golf Final. Defending champions Letterkenny beat Redcastle over the weekend, while Port Salon's won against Ballyliffin 2 weeks ago secured their place in the decider. The final will be played over two legs, the first leg in Port Salon and the second at Barn Hill. Finally, in motorsports, James Stafford and Jeff Case and the Darien won the weekend's Wexford Stages Rally. Letterkenny's Johnny Bird was on board with Wesley Patterson. They were the top two-wheel drive car and finished in third position overall, while Kenny Bustard won Class 20. He was on with John Reddington in the Ford Fiesta calling the notes, and they finished in sixth position overall as well. That's it from the sports desk for today. Dermot has our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín, and returning to some news. Parking problems at Larkins Lane in Letterkenny have been brought back under the spotlight. There have been several complaints about cars being left there all day, resulting in businesses unable to facilitate parking for their customers. There's also concern over vehicles partially blocking the narrow two-way street. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has long since called for a pay and display system to be established on that section. He believes it will go a long way in addressing the issue.
I think it's a real problem, and we've raised it several times, as you've said, but
nothing has been done there, and him formally asking now that we introduce pay and display down there. I think at the last meeting it was indicated that we hadn't formally made that proposal, so I'm making that proposal now and looking to get that agreed on Tuesday, and hopefully then the council can act on it.
Because it is such a small lane, if cars are parked there as well all day, it does somewhat block the flow of traffic there as well.
Yeah, that's right, Catherine. But if you go down there and look on almost any given day, it's almost continuously blocked up. And that's a real problem for people that are trying to make a living there. So it's something that has to be tackled. So I think that the pay and display would at least be an effort to tackle the problem and to give those people that are working down there, to give them a fighting chance of their business surviving.
A crash in the Carnamugga area of Letterkenny is causing delays this evening. Motorists are being advised to avoid the area. No further details are currently known. And finally, efforts are being made to increase the number of Dutch visitors coming to Donegal. Leading Dutch tour operators, travel agents and online travel agents have attended Tourism Ireland's annual travel trade workshop, which took place in Amsterdam. 9 Irish tourism companies, including 3 Donegal hotels, took part in the workshop. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Abbey and Central Hotels in Donegal Town and the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana were among the attendees at the Amsterdam event, which included presentations and a series of one-on-one meetings. The event also included the launch of Taste the Island in the Netherlands, an all-island initiative developed by Fortia Ireland, Tourism Ireland and Tourism NI, involving more than 500 food and drink-related experiences over 59 days. Fortia Ireland says the Netherlands is an important market for tourism to the island of Ireland. In 2018, we welcomed almost 247,000 Dutch visitors, they say. A major focus of the promotions being rolled out in the Dutch media this autumn is to encourage more Dutch holidaymakers to explore the regions and less visited attractions in Ireland during the shoulder and off-season months.
For weather now, staying bright and breezy for the rest of the day with some sunny spells and isolated showers in fresh and gusty northwest winds. Showers will die away this evening and it will be mostly dry and rather cool tonight with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the PSNI believe the new IRA are behind an attempted bomb attack in Strabane on Saturday. Homes in the Churchview and wider Curlyhill area of the town were evacuated for most of the day after a mortar device was discovered outside a home close to the local police station. Meanwhile, one local resident has claimed the police did not come to the Churchview area to cordon off the device and instead telephoned a local resident and asked them to evacuate the area. On today's 9 till noon show, Aileen told Grey Hughes that the community was endangered because of the lack of a visible police response to the device. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after a sum of money and jewellery was stolen from a house in the St Johnston area yesterday. The break-in at Railway Road occurred while the sole female occupant of the house was attending church. And it's hoped confirmation that works are set to begin next year in the Buncrana Surge Scheme Network project will end reoccurring issues in the area. The project includes upgrades to the sewer network and provision of stormwater storage at the existing plant in Buncrana and the Westbrook pumping station. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 9th of September. The death has occurred in New York of Hugh Ward, Ardlands, Burton Port. Family rosary tomorrow night at 9 o'clock in the family home. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Willie Ramsay, 7, Church Bray, Fawn. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 9:15 on Wednesday morning, going to St. Murdoch's Church, Fawn, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Patrick McGee, Drung Lower, Quigley's Point. His remains are reposing in the Chapel of Rest, Carndonagh Community Hospital, with removal at 7 o'clock this evening, going to his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 to 11. For 11 o'clock, Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drumquigley's Point, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Ard Avon, Carndonagh, care of any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has taken place of John Murray, Warrington, England, and formerly of Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home in Haydock with rosary at 8 p.m. Procession leaving Knox Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 with Mass at 4 o'clock in St Albans, Warrington. Remains arriving at Killydonald Friary, Remelton, on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock for rosary and burial. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Haydock Suite, Eccleston Court. The death has occurred of Caroline McGee, 96, Ardmacool, Stranorner. Her remains will repose at her home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Foyle Search and Rescue or Irish Coast Guard 118, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Jim Steele, Main Street, Manor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Rye Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Medical 2 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors.